Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. This is day 14 in our journey through the Bible. My name is Hunter, and this podcast takes kids from all around the world through the Bible in a year, from Genesis all the way to the end of the book in Revelation. Today's reading comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 24, verse 34 through 48. Let me ask you a question. When you have to do something that's really hard and you're not sure how you're going to do it, what's the first thing that you do? Abraham had a servant, and he was asked to do something that was really hard. Let's see how he handles it. Genesis chapter 24. "I am Abraham's servant," he explained, "and the Lord has greatly blessed my master, and he has become a wealthy man. The Lord has given him flocks of sheep and goats and herds of cattle, a fortune in silver and gold, and many male and female servants and camels and donkeys. When Sarah, my master's wife, was very old, she gave birth to my master's son, and my master has given him everything he owns. And my master made me take an oath. He said, 'Do not allow my son to marry one of these local Canaanite women. Go instead to my father's house, to my relatives, and find a wife there for my son.' But I said to my master, 'What if I can't find a young woman who is willing to go back with me?' He responded, 'The Lord, in whose presence I have lived, will send an angel with you and will make your mission successful. Yes, you must find a wife for my son from among my relatives, from my father's family. Then you will have fulfilled your obligation. But if you go to my relatives and they refuse to let her go, you will be free from my oath.' So today when I came to the spring, I prayed this prayer: 'O Lord, God of my master Abraham, please give me success on this mission. See, I am standing here beside this spring. This is my request. When a young woman comes to draw water, I will say to her, "Please give me a little drink of water from your jug." If she says, 'Yes, have a drink,' and will draw the water for your camels too, let her be the one you have selected to be the wife of my master's son.' Before I had finished praying in my heart, I saw Rebekah coming out with her water jug on her shoulder. She went down to the spring and drew her water. So I said to her, 'Please give me a drink.' She quickly lowered her jug from her shoulder and said, 'Yes, have a drink, and I will water your camels too.' So I drank, and then she watered the camels. Then I asked, 'Whose daughter are you?' She replied, 'I am the daughter of Bethuel, and my grandparents are Nahor and Milcah.' So I put the ring in her nose and the bracelets on her wrists. Then I bowed low and worshipped the Lord. I praised the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, because he had led me straight to my master's niece to be his son's wife." What an amazing story. Abraham's servant had a difficult job to do for sure. But did you notice what he did first? He asked God for guidance, and God answered him. When you have a tough assignment or a problem to solve, your first step should be to ask God first. Ask him for help. You'll be amazed at how God will answer your prayer. Trust him, just like this servant did. This is what James chapter 1, verse 5 says: "If you need wisdom, ask your generous God, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking." That, my friends, is some good wisdom. God is generous and kind, and he's eager to give us wisdom when we need it. Well, my friends, we've done it again. We've gone through another day in the Daily Radio Bible for Kids, and I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Until that time, know this, that you are loved, and God is generous, and God loves to help. All right, until next time, you be blessed. I'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.